7 weeks from today, Donald Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, and one of his signature campaign promises involved repealing or changing the legislative hallmark of his predecessor, the Affordable Care Act. Here to explain how overhauling or undoing Obamacare could affect Oklahoma is Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record and joins me to close out most weeks by talking about business stories in the state. Ted, Oklahoma fought pretty hard against the ACA from the beginning, so while I'm sure some of our elected officials are elated, walking back a health care law this complex isn't going to be a simple task.
Well, it's definitely not going to be a simple task, and of course there's a lot of uncertainty right now because nobody knows what that's going to look like. So the people we talked to this week, pretty nervous, but they think if all or parts of the Affordable Care Act are undone under the Trump administration, it'll be easier to unwind that in Oklahoma than it will in some other states because we never set up our own state exchange. Small business owners we talked to are pretty worried that their workers could lose health insurance and that they won't be able to replace it for them. So that and other things that employers are nervous about, and they're just going to have to wait and see what the administration does.
And these small business owners that you just mentioned, they've spent 6 years complying with the law since it first went into effect. Have they been thinking about this? Do they have a plan for what could come next, even though there is that tremendous amount of uncertainty?
Well, they've all told us that they're just going to have to wait and see if there's a replacement to ACA or if it's perhaps modified in some way or if it just goes away altogether or stays intact. We did talk to a labor relations expert, Phil Wilson, who told us that it's feasible that the popular parts of ACA could stay just the way they are and that it's really important for businesses to know enough about what's happening to have at least basic conversations with their employees if, in fact, this law begins to change.
And some of those popular parts of the ACA are things like staying on your parents' health insurance until you're 26 and the prohibition against denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. I want to move on to something completely different. Your reporter, Brian Bruce, has been looking at Zipcar's arrival at Oklahoma State University. It's kind of a time-sharing service for cars. It is different than Uber or Lyft. Tell me a little bit about this business model.
Oh, well, right. It's much different than Uber or Lyft. Zipcar started out on the West Coast in San Francisco, and it is truly a car rental. It's a membership program. People sign up, and then they're able to use the cars in Zipcar's fleet for very short rentals. So in major cities, these have been used for a quick trip to the store or maybe a trip to, Home Depot or something, especially where people rely heavily on public transportation and want to be able to do some of those errands that aren't easy to do on a bus or a subway. So Zipcar was bought out by Avis, and they've really started to develop a niche market at universities around the country. So OSU is now part of that plan. They will have spaces for two cars parked in Stillwater. It's not just for students and faculty. Anybody in the community can sign up and become a member and schedule time to use those cars.
And I know the University of Oklahoma has had this service for a while. I've seen these cars parked near the gym when I go work out. So does this model work? Is it effective? Is there a proven track record of success?
Well, it depends. It's worked in some big cities that where people rely heavily on public transportation. It did not work at all in Oklahoma City in the Deep Deuce neighborhood. That wasn't Zipcar. It was a competitor called Timecar that isn't nearly as big a company, but it failed here in the Deep Deuce neighborhood. OU has had a similar service before, but Zipcar took that over last year. And OU told us that they think it's been very successful and there's a lot of promise for it to grow.
I've been talking with Ted Strewley from the Journal Record. He joins me each Friday to talk about the state's business and industry news. Ted, always glad to have you with us.
My pleasure, Brian.